We have a lot on the agenda. First of all, I want to call on Police Chief Todd Kirk to tell us about the new position we're swearing in here.
Good evening. We're going to swear in a new reserve officer tonight. He's not new to law enforcement by any means. Mark Hudson, he is retired from the Crane Police Department. He's also been a reserve for Davies County, Marin County, and Morgan County. So he's had several years in law enforcement. He actually contacted us toward the end of the school year last year. He wants to help out at the schools. So to be a presence at the schools and kind of help us where we're having gaps there. So with that much law enforcement experience, it's kind of a no-brainer to say, yeah, we can always use more help at our schools and more police presence. So he's going to kind of work with Colin and kind of patrol or help we go to our grade schools. We actually have him signed up to go to the school resource officer course so that he can see how that functions. And we think this is going to be a really good fit for us. He's a guy that apparently doesn't want to be retired. So it worked out perfectly for us.
So, Mark, if you want to come up here and administer the oath of office to you, and then we'll let you tell everybody a little bit about yourself, your family, if there's anything that Todd didn't cover. So if you would, Mark, if you would raise your right hand, repeat after me. I, Mark Hudson.
I, Mark Hudson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the state of Indiana.
And the state of Indiana.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Honestly.
Honestly.
And impartially.
And impartially.
Discharge the duties of reserve police officer.
Discharge the duties of reserve police officer.
Of the city of Washington.
The city of Washington.
According to law.
According to law.
And to the best of my ability.
And to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Welcome to the city.
Show it to me.
Squeeze each other there?
Yes.
And if you want to tell everybody a little bit, this is your copy. You want to tell anybody a little bit about yourself or family?
Well, I started volunteering in Indianapolis in 1977. A few years later, I met my lovely wife there. And a few years later, my son decided he wanted to take this sometimes difficult path. And I have been a few different places. 25 years as a volunteer, 15 years as a paid officer at Crane, and I retired last summer. And they gave me another job as a contractor, which I'm not very good at computers, so it was sort of an easy transition for me to go back to what I do know, and I can't think of anything better than attempting to make our children safer. So that's what I'm going to do.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Okay, thank you very much.
I want to just introduce yourself to all the council.
Okay. I thought I was done. Thank you.
Probably.
Thank you.
Good luck, you, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Right.
I know these guys will call them special, like your, appreciate your assistance, so thank you. Thank you. Okay. Should we call them in the order now? I'll call to order the official meeting of the Common Council of the City of Washington for August 26, 2019. but ask first for a moment of silence for our veterans and military personnel. Thank you. Mr. President, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Could we have a roll call, please, Beth?
Here.
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 Councilman Decker?
Here.
Councilman Chambers?
Here.
Councilman Dahl?
Here.
Okay. Everybody's here, so we have a quorum. First item of business is approval of the minutes of the August 12th regular meeting. Are there any corrections or additions to those minutes? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve them as presented.
So moved.
Second.
A motion by Councilman Sidebottom and a second by Councilwoman Decker. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Claims were in your packet. Any questions on any of those? Now, I'll entertain a motion to refer those to the Board of Public Works for final disposition.
So moved.
Motion by Councilman Brown.
Second.
Second by Councilwoman Decker. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, we have several presentations and requests here tonight. First item on the agenda is Tyler Kolochnik from Ice Miller on a improvement project for one of our apartment complexes in town. So I'll turn it over to whoever wants to speak.
So my name is Chris Cashman. I'm with Ice Miller, and Tyler Kolochnik is with me, and so is Ryan Toll from Glick. So we're here, so you should have a presentation in front of you, and so we're here to kind of go over a particular project. So just to offer some quick context, and then Ryan can go into some project-specific information. So we'll have before you an inducement resolution authorizing really just the next steps on what would ultimately be an issuance of economic development bonds. So these bonds would be issued by the city, but it would not be an obligation of the city. It wouldn't impact debt limit, city serving, in general terms, just as a conduit. So with that, maybe Ryan can go through some project specifics, if that's helpful, and then we can jump into the PowerPoint presentation and take any questions you may have as well.
Thank you for having us. My name is Ryan Thurl. I'm Vice President of Asset Management with Gene Glick. We own the Jamesburg Partial 150-unit affordable project for corrections or west, east side of town. So that project, we built it in 1978, 150 units, 50 of which are family units, 100 units are elderly. We are looking to go in and do rehab on this project. So affordable housing is huge in the Glick world. We own about 20,000 apartments in 13 states. This one, again, was built in 1978, so it's something that we've owned and managed since inception. We want to keep it that way. We enjoy being in the city of Washington, and we want to stay here. But as anything ages, we look for an opportunity to find ways to improve it, improve the quality of life of our residents, and hopefully this project sticks around for another 4 years. So in our case, this is approximately a $5 million rehab. Of all 150 units, so we've done as an occupied rehab, so tenants stay in place, they don't get displaced. We'll include new cabinets, showers around, a new room, park, new playground, many different amenities. We also currently have a service coordinator on site. That service coordinator will stay in place. So again, the goal is to provide quality of life for these residents. So that's something that we find important. And so, you know, we've done, this is our third project where we've come in and done these rehabs. The challenge for us is, without these bonds and without going and doing these through the tax credit process, you can't financially make them work. It's just impossible. So with the bonds and selling the equity to syndicators, so PNC Bank and Old National, something like that, they inject equity into the deal, allows us extra dollars to put back into the project, and, you know, make it nice for the next, you know, 4 years. So, you know, we're looking to the future here. We've got one going down. We finished one up in Fort Wayne about a year and a half ago. We've got one going down in Evansville right now, a 307-unit project we're doing. Similar scope. You know, we've had residents' perspective. You know, people go, man, I've lived here for 20 years. I don't want to change. And they come back, they're in tears because of the change that they see in a matter of days. So for us, you know, it's a passion. It's important to the family to find ways, you know, to not only give back philanthropically, but to keep these residents in homes that they've known for years and years. And that's just another way to do that and hopefully improve their quality of life. Can I answer any general questions about?
A general question for me would be, why did it take 40 years?
Well, Tyler can speak to how long this program has been around. Chris, I think it's been around 15 years. And if you would, I would tell you, if you look at our project relative to lots of other projects, get people all the time going, I didn't even know that project was affordable. It's not that things are falling apart or that they're in disrepair. It's just that it's time for a facelift. So for us, we haven't been in the tax credit game for very long. It's new to us. It took us a while. Our first project took us about a year and a half from the time the paperwork started to the time construction started. So for us, we started with one because we want to make sure we do it right. So we started with one in Fort Wayne, close to home and whatnot. And then we've looked for the projects that we feel like are of greatest need. So, you know, slowly but surely moving through the portfolio and trying to find ways to get certain deals done.
So if there's no other additional questions right now, we'll jump to page 6 of the presentation if you want to follow along, and we'll kind of go over some high-level points about just kind of the bond structure and tax credit structure. So page 6 is showing you essentially at the bottom is going to be your project or your borrower entity. And so the IHCDA, the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority, at some point throughout this process that we'll look at on the next slide, we'll award tax credit volume and bond volume to the project. And so your city there on the left will act as the conduit issuer. So the bond purchasers will purchase the issued bonds, and then the city will enter a loan agreement or similar document lending the proceeds of the bonds to the project. And then the other two bubbles related to the project and the borrower are going to be your general partner, and then the entity that Ryan alluded to, which is your tax credit investor. So the tax credits flow from IHCDA through the project and are syndicated to an investor that infuses equity into the project to make it happen. And then on the next page are kind of some really the high-level process that we'll engage in with the city. So we're essentially in step one currently, which is the inducement process, which will help the developer. It'll unlock them to be able to a couple things. One is they can go along with their tax credit application with IHCDA, and also serve a tax purpose going forward. So the next step will kind of grow the working group and negotiate terms within the working group, draft documents. IHCDA, really around the same time, will award volume, bond volume, and tax credit volume. And then the final process is we'll be back to the city to go before the EDC, which would hold a public hearing at that time, and then ultimately before the council again for final approval. So then the next slide really is just kind of showing a more narrowed down part of the very first slide that we went over. So this is just really showing the basics of the bond issuance. We have the city issue the bonds as a conduit, and then the proceeds of the bond issuance gets loans to the borrower, and the mortgage really secures those payments for the city. So again, so it kind of covers some bond characteristics on the next slide, page 9. So these bonds are being issued through Indiana Code 36.7, 11.9, and 12. Again, the bonds will not be payable from taxes or be a general obligation of the city. They're payable really solely from project revenues. So the city acts as a conduit, as we mentioned, allowing the borrower to kind of to borrow every tax exempt grade, and as Ryan mentioned, really just helps make the deal really get done. So, and then that should be it, kind of just from a really high level perspective of how it'll be structured, what process we'll be looking for going forward, and certainly thankful for you guys getting us on the agenda, and happy to answer any additional questions about the process and the structure.
Okay, on the, I know we're a conduit, and I, somebody on this council will always ask this question, just so it's on record, maybe. If they are defaulted in any way, is the city held liable for any of that?
No. Right, so to kind of expand on that, the only thing securing the project, or securing the bonds, are the revenues from the project. So it's not constitutional debt of the city. It doesn't affect you know, bank borrowing limits. It's purely conduit.
Do we report that though as an outstanding debt of the city on our Gateway report annually, or?
So there will be various ongoing compliance responsibilities, but not responsibilities of the city. So part of the documents that will be put together, there'll be some sort of disclosure agreement that will be the responsibility of the borrower, acknowledging that role as disclosing, you know, various events or really just any ongoing disclosure.
So no record keeping that the city would have to keep on any of the bonds? Or
not from my understanding. If Tyler wants to chime in.
Yeah, just for the record, Tyler Kalashnik with Ice Miller. Maybe you're asking about like the State Board of Accounts. Yeah, they might show up on your financials, but it would be denoted as a conduit bond issuance versus like a GO debt.
So if it shows up on the statement, then we got to have ongoing changes. Then we got to know where payments have been made.
Outstanding. That's part of the borrower's responsibility is the report, and then your.
That's something Beth's going to have to keep track of.
To the State Board of Accounts, we'll ask you probably how much is outstanding.
We'll have to report on Gateway as debt, even though it's not our debt. We're still the conduit. We're still a reporting agency. We're still the person that's responsible for the information that will be requested.
Right, from the State Board of Accounts, yeah.
So who would keep track of that? I mean, who would be the contact for that?
Well, certainly the borrower's information will be all in the financing agreement, et cetera. And there's also, you're probably familiar with it, but the Municipal Security Board, MSI, Market Access, where you can go check all your bonds outstanding. They'll report annually how much is outstanding out of bonds, most likely.
So they would report that to us, and
yes.
She would report it on Gateway.
Right.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't think we've got any debt before we deal with them. But. Okay. So, I guess our responsibility at this point would be to start the process with the inducement resolution.
Right.
And then you said you'd be back then. Couple
so
of months.
I'd be happy, excuse me, to speak on the timeline a little bit. It might help you guys from a perspective standpoint. Our goal, we submit our application to HCBA weeks ago. The goal is for them, call it by November, to approve that. In the meantime, obviously, we're here asking for your help as well. The goal would be to get this closed in February, so I would assume we'd probably be back December, January-ish. For hopefully the final time, close in February and start construction if all goes well in early March. So we're doing 307 units in Evansville. We're talking 9-month construction time. Here you're probably talking 5 to 6, so, you know, major weather issues or anything like that. So, you know, our goal will be to have this, you know, completely wrapped up and finished by fiscal year end next year. So.
And so to add additional context on that, so yes, this is the inducement resolution part of the step one that we kind of went over and quickly in one of the slides. So we have before you a resolution that you know, allows Ryan to go back and supplement the IRCD application and kind of draw the line in the sand for reimbursing project costs moving forward.
We're in the part of the package.
Wouldn't we have to have a resolution of our own for that?
What I hope it is.
That's what this
okay.
is.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Yes, it might be short of a couple of those.
So the resolution is essentially saying, you know, various project-specific information, but then also just saying that as a council, you know, we're willing to kind of take the next step and to work towards the ultimate goal of issuing the EDC bonds. So the rehabilitation can kind of... the next steps can be taken.
Is there a time frame that you would like us to pass this resolution in?
Well, ideally, if it works with the rules and your procedures, you know, if possible, well, can be considered tonight. But
you just have to assign it a number, I guess, Mayor, and
yeah.
go from there.
On this tax credit application, is that just a formality and you're guaranteed this, or is there a chance you won't get it?
So 9% volume is competitive in the state of Indiana. In our case, we're going for 4% tax credits. It is not competitive in the sense where the state has more submissions than there are credits. So assuming we don't really screw up our application, it's generally a foregone conclusion. Quite a smart group working with us that's done numerous applications, so we can say that we should have more debt.
They should, yes.
And is there a chance that this will go on even without the tax credits, or it will not?
Would love the court to.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, no. I mean, if you could do this without tax credits, I mean, if you would like to be here from our standpoint, you know, the property, you know. Most of the money that's made gets reinvested right back into it. And for us, we would never be able to financially make it work in order to do it without them. So.
You know, I'm presuming the bond documents themselves will specify, I guess, answering Alan's question about the city has no obligation
on
the bonds.
Correct.
That'll be
bond,
in the bond.
It'll say,
that's not in
yeah,
this document.
That's right, in numerous spots. And so the inducement resolution is saying, hey, let's take the next steps. And then when we come back for final approval, part of the package will be substantially final bond documents for your review and consideration. You know, an ample time to take in any questions or have any further discussions before that final approval, should you choose to give your final approval. So, yeah, so I guess the bottom line is there'll be some time between now and by the time we come back, and we can happy to answer any questions going forward.
Is there another commission that has to approve this as well?
As contemplated now, it would go through, pursuant to that Title 36 statute, it would go through the EDC. Speaking with the mayor, we may have to take, you know, one simultaneous step or one additional step to make that happen, if it works for the council as well. So the EDC would essentially go through a similar process we're going through now. We'll take questions and answers. They'll hold a public hearing, which is required by tax law, and then the EDC would adopt its own resolution and essentially submit to you a resolution and a report making a recommendation to hopefully adopt your final action ordinance.
And these all need to be done by?
So, yeah, so Ryan mentioned he was targeting perhaps a February closing of the deal. So usually we probably shoot for like a November, December, January, worst case scenario. But
the EDC meetings would take place before the final confirmatory resolution.
That's right. You know, in some municipalities, if that happens on the same day, just to have everyone kind of meet and go over it and have the meeting of the minds occur on the same day, that's possible. But we're certainly flexible to work with you any way we can.
If this was to be voted on tonight, I never signed any document that I haven't had time to read. That's just, it's not fair. I mean, I'd be willing to vote on this at a later time and vote and give it a yay vote.
But you can also, you can do it yes now, but it's not going to be your final reading for.
You don't have a final reading.
You don't have a final resolution.
But in section six, if you read section six alone, that pretty much tells you that that we have no financial responsibility, and it also says the resolution does not constitute a binding obligation of the city. It's basically just allowing them to proceed with the.
This is a get the ball rolling resolution.
Yeah. So it's not.
A yes vote here doesn't oblige you for your next.
We have no obligation to even approve it at the end.
This allows us, in fact, you have to start spending money on the project.
So for tax purposes, you know, whenever the engagement resolution is adopted, the developer can go back 60 days from that point in time to repay itself for project costs. So, this in effect allows them to start spending money and get the ball rolling on the project and the rehab.
So the motion would be to adopt this resolution. Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Correct. So can I make that motion?
Sure.
Just have to make sure that you have a number on this resolution.
Yeah, we'll have to get a number.
Got to get a number.
Yeah, we'll get a number. Debbie will get the number. So we have a motion from Councilman Campton and a second from Councilman Sidebottom. Any further discussion?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Are we going to read this resolution?
Can.
But I'm just asking. It's a pretty long one. I don't know.
Whatever you guys want to do.
You want it read or?
You want it read? I don't know. It's just kind of, we're going to do bonds. It kind of makes me. I don't know. Maybe not. I hate to make Tim read a bunch of stuff, but it's not necessarily a.
You want to make a motion?
That's to read it.
I mean,
you want to amend your motion?
I would like for it to be read.
I
would like for it to be read, but that's just me.
We normally read them.
Okay. I'd like for it.
Go ahead and read it.
Let's read it. Sorry.
Resolution of the Common Council of the City of Washington, Indiana, approving and authorizing certain actions and proceedings with respect to certain proposed economic development, revenue bonds, and related matters. Whereas the City of Washington, Indiana is authorized by IC 36-7-11.9 and 12 to issue revenue bonds for the financing of economic development facilities, the funds from said financing to be used for the acquisition, construction, renovation, improvement, and equipping of said facilities, and said facilities to be either sold or leased to a company or directly owned by a company. And whereas Gene B. Glick Company, Inc., an Indiana corporation on behalf of itself, or a to-be-formed Indiana Limited Partnership or Limited Liability Company, has advised the issuer that it proposes that the issuer lend proceeds of an economic development financing to the applicant for the acquisition, construction, renovation, improvement, and equipping of a multifamily housing facility consisting of an apartment complex known as Carriage House Apartments, containing approximately 150 apartment units, together with functionally related and subordinate facilities such as carports, garages, and parking areas located at 110 Jamestown Square in Washington, Indiana. And whereas the diversification of industry and increase in or retention of job opportunities to be achieved by the acquisition, construction, renovation, improvement, and equipping of the project will be a public benefit to the health, safety, and general welfare of the issuer and its citizens, And whereas it would appear that the financing of the project would be a public benefit to the health, safety, and general welfare of the issuer and its citizens, and now therefore be it resolved by the Common Council of the City of, says Evansville, probably means Washington, Indiana, as follows. Section 1, the Common Council of the City of Washington, Indiana finds, determines, ratifies, and confirms that the promotion of diversification of economic development and job opportunities in and near the City of Washington, Indiana is desirable to preserve the health, safety, and general welfare of the citizens of the issuer, and that it is in the public interest that the Economic Development Commission of the issuer and the issuer take such action as they lawfully may to encourage economic development, diversification of industry, and promotion of job opportunities in and near the issuer. Section 2, the Common Council of the City of Washington, Indiana approves, determines, ratifies, and confirms that the issuance and sale of economic development revenue bonds in an amount not to exceed $25 million of the issuer under the Act for the lending of the proceeds of the revenue bonds to the applicant for the acquisition, construction, renovation, improvement, and equipping of the project will serve the public purposes referred to above in accordance with the Act. Section 3, in order to induce the applicant to proceed with the acquisition, construction, renovation, improvement, and equipping of the project, and subject to the further final approval of the Common Council of the City of Washington, Indiana, the Common Council, of the City of Washington, Indiana, the Common Council of the City of Washington, Indiana hereby approves, determines, ratifies, and confirms that, one, it will take or cause to be taken such actions pursuant to the Act as may be required to implement the aforesaid financing, or as it may deem appropriate in pursuance thereof, and it will adopt such ordinances and resolutions and authorize the execution and delivery of such instruments and the taking of such action as may be necessary and advisable for the authorization, issuance, and sale of said economic development revenue bonds, and that the aforementioned purposes comply with the provisions of the Act, and three, it will use its best efforts at the request of applicant to authorize the issuance of additional bonds for refunding and refinancing the outstanding principal amount of the bonds for completion of the project and for additions to the project, including the costs of issuance, providing that the financing of such addition or additions to the project is found to have a public purpose at the time of authorization of such additional bonds, and that the aforementioned purposes comply with the provisions of the Act, provided that all of the foregoing shall be mutually acceptable to the issuer and the applicant. Section 4, all costs of the project incurred after the date permitted by applicable federal tax and state laws, including reimbursement or repayment to the applicant of monies expended by the applicant for planning, engineering, a portion of the interest paid during acquisition, construction, renovation, improvement, and equipping, underwriting expenses, attorney and bond counsel fees, acquisition, construction, renovation, improvement, and equipping of the project will be permitted to be included as part of the bond issue to finance the project, and the issuer will lend the proceeds from the sale of the bonds to the applicant for the same purposes. Also, certain indirect expenses, including but not limited to planning, architectural work, and engineering, incurred prior to this inducement resolution, will be permitted to be included as part of the bond issue to finance the project. Section 5, this resolution shall constitute official action for purposes of compliance with federal and state laws requiring governmental action as authorization for future reimbursement from the proceeds of bond, particularly Treasury Regulation 1.150-2. Section 6, the economic development revenue bonds described herein shall be limited special obligations payable solely from the funds provided therefor as described in the indenture authorizing said bonds and shall not constitute an indebtedness of the city or a loan of the credit thereof within the meaning of any constitutional or statutory provisions. The city is no way responsible for any payment obligation created by said bonds. This resolution does not constitute a binding obligation of the city to issue economic development revenue bonds, but instead is a commitment by the city to proceed with negotiations for the financing described herein with the applicant, and is subject to the adoption of a bond ordinance by the Common Council in accordance with the provisions of the Act. Section 7, this resolution shall be in full force and effect from and after its adoption by the Common Council and approval by the Mayor.
I'll still stand by my motion.
Okay. Just a question. Obviously, you need a retyping of that.
We thought we brought the best up to date version.
Mine has watched it.
Mine has watched it.
Did it really?
Okay. This must have been the first draft.
It does say Carriage House Apartment.
Now, are they called Carriage House?
So we're happy to get that cleaned up.
Page.
The third page. It has Washington down there.
You just say that. This still talks about Carriage House Apartment.
Mine says Jamestown.
Mine says Carriage House.
You want this one?
Well, it says both, actually.
It says both.
Does that both?
Yeah, how about that? Please do.
Apologize for that, yeah.
Okay, so we do have a motion and a second on the floor to approve this resolution. Any further questions?
With the changes.
Yeah, with the cleaned up, yes, cleaned up version. Okay, you ready to vote? All in favor of approving this inducement resolution, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. You get us the cleaned up version and we'll sign it then, okay? Okay. All right. Anything else? Thank you. We do appreciate your further investment in our community with rehabbing those facilities.
As time goes on, to keep you guys, you know, obviously apprised. And if anybody wants to take a jump to Evansville, we'd be happy to show you what we're doing.
Okay. I've not been inside any of those apartments for a long time, but I do want to compliment you on, I mean, the outside looks nice. You've always kept the, I don't know if we've ever had any compliance issues with weeds or trash or anything. So thanks for keeping the place looking nice.
We appreciate that. We do our best and take pride in it and look forward to remaining good stewards.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Okay. Next item on the agenda is a request for vacation of a, to vacate a portion of Florence Street. Mr. Robbins, I'll turn the floor over to you.
My name is Robbins, and I live at 810 Jersey Street. And the property in between me and my neighbor is 818 Jersey Street. And I've been there for 5 years, and that property, nothing's been done with it. And it's to the south. The south corner of it is growing up and it's kind of an eyesore. Plus, I'd like to get the extra land to kind of boost my property a little bit. And I got a little dog that I got an invisible fence that I plan on extending the fence over. And then maybe one day I'd like to do a one car garage on that back corner.
Okay. What the council members have in front of them is the landmark survey, their survey. They also have a larger picture off of GPS that I printed out for them today that shows the whole neighborhood. And I don't know if you can all see that, but we're talking about on this one, it's his property is denoted as plot 15. I'm not sure. It must have been replotted at some point because it says lot 1 and Mr. and Ms. Howard behind you to the east owns that other lot. Does Mrs. Alford own the rest of that, whatever's in there, 10 acres or whatever that is? Okay.
Actually, right behind my place, the property line of my neighbor, I kind of wanted to buy that straight across because my property don't go back as far. I got to my ass. I can't remember her name. She said she wanted to sell any more property. So.
Okay. Now, the nearest that we can tell is that was originally laid out for an extension of Florence Street to go through there, but it's never been put through.
I know there's a gate there, but like I said, I was there 5 years and I've never seen it open. Mm-hmm.
We do, there is, we believe there is an 18-inch sewer that runs through the middle of that. Scott, I tried calling you, David, you were out somewhere. Looks like there's a sewer line that runs through there, through the middle of it to the east and west.
Through the middle, that would have been Florence Street.
So if this approved, the city would retain that easement so that we could service that line if we needed to. But that's just a normal, typical easement, so. You want to talk about the process of how we, what we need to do?
Basically, I mean, formally there's supposed to be a petition, but basically we've advised Mr. Robbins that if he would just appear here tonight and request this action be taken, then the council could direct me to draft an ordinance that will be published, a proposed ordinance that will be published and have first reading at the next meeting. There'd also be a public hearing on that ordinance at the next meeting, and then no passage until two meetings from now. So that this would begin the process by you all directing me to draft that ordinance.
So would this be similar to the rusty trailer thing?
Yeah, right.
We own this, is what you're saying.
Well, we own the right of way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to be maintaining this?
No, not necessarily.
No. Okay.
No more than we're required to maintain the right of way in front of your street, and you mow right up to the street, probably,
right,
even though the city has a right.
But the city was mowing.
We can put signs up, and we were in that case.
That's,
yeah,
what I was, yeah, that's what I was hearing. So this would be the same thing also, then. His other neighbor would get half of it?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And that's shown on this survey.
So I can't really see.
Well, if you look at this one.
No, sir, that one, yeah.
Look at that page.
It shows who it reverts back to.
Where are we at?
You got it, sir.
I'm talking about his sister's daughter, which lives in Vicky's house now, and her husband did it off board. But I haven't talked to them.
See, if the ordinance is drafted, this will go out to all the adjoining landowners.
Oh, that's what I was going to
say. In fact, the ordinance is already drafted, guys. It's ready to go.
But it's got to go to our time landowners.
Yeah, there's time requirements, so we got to get them out. So.
Right.
If you all direct me to proceed, then Debbie will get it out to all the adjoining landowners and be published in paper and have a public hearing for the next meeting.
And yeah, just to be clear, with the sewer easement through there, you can't build on top of the sewer easement.
Yeah. How big is that?
18 inch.
Just see that.
18.
The darker part would be his.
Well, have a
right.
Foot off
and the north way. Part would go to the
Boosters. One side, the other. 10
Boosters.
One side, 5.
I'll make a motion that the city attorney proceed with the ordinance for the next meeting, I guess.
Okay, we have a motion from Councilman Chambers and a second from Councilman Campton. Any further questions? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Stay tuned. We'll proceed. Okay. Okay, next on the agenda, I have Zella Taylor on the agenda. Zeller is Executive Director of the United Way. And Zella?
She's one of the 10 that everybody hears.
There would be hardly anybody.
I put this on the table there. Playground that we've got proposed for Longfellow Park next year. And United Way has partnered. Is going to partner with us and donate $50,000 for this project, which pretty much funds it all except for a few concrete, a few things like that. So I will let her explain her program.
Sure, the program is the playground that Kip's showing you. But if I just back up and share how we came to this point of partnering with the city, which we're really excited about, we received a large estate fund led from Virginia Adams at end of 2017, and our board and staff, we have been very methodical on the decisions what to do with that money. So we started off with just a CD for 8 months, and then just had some ideas and back and forth. Just recently, we The board voted $140,000 go into an endowment for United Way so that we can protect our longevity and future of where we're going and be able to use the interest and draw on that annually and put forth into projects however they see fit as we go. A quarter of that money we wanted to do impact work with based on an expert advice, endowment expert that said, you know, a quarter of that should be used for some kind of a really big bang in the community. So we didn't want it to go, you know, without being really thoughtful and being impactful for the community. And so through that process, we have been collaborating and partnering with everybody and everybody. You know, we're part of the economic development. We've been following that with Bryant Niehoff. I've met with him individually to tell him about where we're coming from, get his thoughts, kind of his blessing in a sense, to see, you know, what do you think? Is this the right track and where we're moving to? Which he did. He agreed, this is great. And so to have more support on that, you know, based on the community results, over 300 people were part of that. And about 50% were specific to leisurely activities, outdoor activities, affordable things for family and children, and, you know, with United Way and our focus on the acronym on ALIS, Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed, which means they are employed, but they struggle day to day. We all know that that's at being about 42% last time the research was done in 2016. So you're either in poverty or you're working poor. So almost one in two people in Davies County, we know that. So leading us up to June when I met with Kip, and I said, Kip, do you have anything that could be in line with where we're going in this? And he said, well, actually, I do. Here's it's a playground, and it's on... it's out at Longfellow Park, and in part of the population that we're trying to serve and that we serve quite a bit. And he said, it's about $50,000. And I said, really, we have $50,000? And I said, is this something that you would agree to partner with and help us to, you know, cover the installation, the maintenance, recognition, obviously, that can last for decades to come, that this is part of Virginia Adams and United Way of Davies County, in remembrance of her. Kip said, yes, absolutely. So I thought, this is great. So along with that, what we've kind of gathered, and then I also met with Jameson and his down at Boggs about his great ideas for the county, because we serve an entire county. We don't just serve the city. So I was able to take that information back to our impact committee. And recently they met, and the consensus was this playground with the city. So, board, very quick, we wanted to, because of the budgeting reasons on the city end, get that approved as soon as possible. So, board has approved $50,000 for the playground. So, here we are. And we're really excited.
Thank you.
Look forward to many more connections together.
What kind of time frame are you thinking on? Will this be up this fall, you think? Or?
We'll probably tie this one. No, it won't be this year. I don't have the extra money budgeted to put forth with this. Concrete's going to be about $2,000.
Zella, thank you.
Thank you.
And please thank the board for us.
I will.
Yes, thank you very much.
The concrete's going to be about $2,000. We also, I promised to put some type of a memorial plaque there for them, so that's going to be a little bit of money. We're looking at doing this next year and having it as another United Way Day of Caring and putting it together and tying it all into that. So it will probably be a May project.
You know exactly where?
Longfellow. We'll take the old playground and come out. Okay, right, and the playground will go in, okay. Basically about where it's at. Yep.
Actually, got a bunch of city employees that have become experts on putting together playground equipment. You think we could do it again?
He picked up one piece and he gets a picture in a paper.
I'm not disputing that either. I'm just quite tired of that.
He was just moving it out of his way, wasn't he?
Well, that's great. It's good news.
It is.
We'll have to. We do need to talk so budget-wise that we don't take all of that out. I know it's budget. We can take out 50 grand, but leave me the other 15 grand for just hidden stuff that we just don't have to take for yet. So we can take 50 grand definitely out of it.
For next year's budget, you're talking about. Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's other things we'll have available to do. So, great. Thanks for working with United Way. We'll go from there. Okay. Any other comments from the public on any issues for the good of the council? Okay. We have no resolutions. We do have some ordinances here. And I did send you all an email and some information. After you all introduced the ordinances last meeting at the real quick 25 minute meeting that I've been getting razzed about, went back and did some calculations, and I know how it happened, but basically we announced, and the intent was a 3% increase for all employees. But when I went back and recalculated with the salaried, the increase on their biweekly was less than that. It was a range of 2.1 to 2. What did I say in my email? 2.7, I think. So Alan and I talked a little bit. To David, and I've gone back and adjusted 8 of those department head biweekly pays, and then the police chief and fire chief. And so everybody's across the board is 3% increase, and makes it nice and easy. And so what I have sent to you, and what's in your packet, I believe, or I know I sent it to you, the page that has salaried personnel, the 8 of them that changed are on there. And ordinance 17-2019, the ordinance 18-2019 for police and fire, the page that includes the chiefs, I sent you that one. Those are the only changes, and there's no changes on ordinance 19-2019 for elected officials. Those are not changing from what was introduced. So I talked to Tim on how we do this. We can either, if you're all comfortable with voting on this ordinance tonight as second reading, then
I would suggest. I would suggest voting to amend, to make the amendments that you suggested. And if that's unanimous, then I would say we could go ahead and do the final reading.
Okay. That's good. Does that sound good? Any questions on what we're talking about? Okay, could I have a motion then to approve the revisions for those? It's basically 10 individuals.
So I'll make that motion.
Okay. Motion by Councilman Sidebottom and a second by Councilman Brown to make those revisions in those two ordinances. All, and just do that by voice vote then, right? Yes. All in favor of that, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that carries. So now we can have second reading and vote on each one of those ordinances then. So could I have a motion for approval of ordinance 17-2019?
So moved.
Do we need to read it by title only?
By title only.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Chambers and a second by Councilman Brown to read that ordinance by title only. Tim? Are all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Tim.
All right. Ordinance number 17-2019, an ordinance fixing the compensation of officers, employees, and certain appointed positions of the City of Washington, Indiana for the year 2020.
Any questions on that ordinance as revised? Could I have a motion then to approve that ordinance?
Second.
Motion by Councilman Sidebottom and a second by Councilwoman Decker. Could we have roll call vote on that, please, when you're ready?
Brown?
Aye.
Councilman Singleton?
Aye.
Councilman Highbottom?
Aye.
Councilman Campton?
Aye.
Councilwoman Decker?
Aye.
Councilman Chambers?
Yes.
Councilman Dahl?
Aye. Okay, that ordinance passes unanimously, and will go in effect for the year 2020. Ordinance 18-2019. Could I have a motion to read that one?
So moved by title only.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Sidebottom and a second by Councilwoman Decker. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Tim?
Ordinance number 18-2019, an ordinance fixing the compensation of firefighters and police officers of the city of Washington, Indiana for the year 2020.
Jerry, you look puzzled.
I'm all the time.
Okay, well, I thought maybe you had any questions on that? Could I have a motion to approve that ordinance then?
So moved.
Motion by Councilman Sidebottom, the second by somebody over here. Second by Councilman Brown to approve ordinance 18-2019.
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Sidebottom?
Aye.
Campton?
Aye.
Councilwoman Decker?
Aye.
Councilman Chambers?
Aye.
Councilman Dahl?
Aye. Okay. That motion passes. And then, congratulations, everybody, for 3% raise for everybody. 19-2019. Could I have a motion to read that one?
So moved.
Motion by Councilman Chambers to read it by title only. Second by Councilwoman Decker. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Ordinance number 19-2019, an ordinance fixing the salaries of elected officials of the city of Washington, Indiana for the year 2020.
Any questions? Got a motion to approve that.
So moved.
Motion by Council Sidebottom and a second by Councilwoman Decker. Okay.
Councilman Brown?
Aye.
Councilman Campton?
Aye.
Councilman Chambers?
Aye.
Councilman Dahl?
Aye.
Councilwoman Decker?
Aye.
Councilman Sidebottom?
Aye.
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries also. Thank you. That's a lot of work to get to that point. Appreciate it. Okay, then we have another ordinance. I've got to do my stack here somewhere. I lost it. Okay. This is the second reading on 20-2019. Could I have a motion to read that one?
So moved by title only.
Second. Okay.
Motion by Councilman Dahl and a second by Councilwoman Decker. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Tim?
Ordinance number 20-2019, an ordinance amending compensation ordinance number 13-2018 of the city of Washington, Indiana.
Any questions on that one? I presume you read that one last meeting?
Yes.
Do I have a motion to approve that?
So moved.
Motion by Councilman Sidebottom.
Second.
Second by Councilwoman Decker. Aye. Aye.
Chambers?
Yes.
Dahl?
Aye.
Decker?
Aye.
Sidebottom?
Aye.
Yes.
Okay, that motion passes, and that ordinance goes into effect immediately on that one. Okay. And I do want to thank Alan for handling the meeting last week.
I do, too.
It was nice. Well, it was nice in Florida, too. Let me assure you. He doesn't buy my explanation, but I try to schedule the agendas to be short when he's in charge. He doesn't buy that, but do appreciate that. And I think the only other announcement I've got is that I was just going to remind everybody tomorrow night's the last food truck Tuesday in the park. So if you haven't been out there, or even if you have, it's been a great. Well, the last one scheduled as of now, we may have
might be a pop-up one.
Might be a follow-up later.
In September.
Okay.
If
you'll let us know.
As long as
the bounce house or something?
As long as the musical guest is open on that night.
Okay.
That wasn't able to make it last week.
So curious.
It's been a great event, though. I mean, I have heard nothing but compliments on it.
I've heard a lot of compliments on it.
Free music, and yeah, it's been great. So keep it up.
Hopefully you'll be so successful you do it again next year.
Probably do it longer next year.
Start earlier.
Yeah.
Really, I would have thought now would be the coolness.
Yeah, but school, we've noticed the attendance has dropped since school started.
Okay, that does make sense.
Mike, do you have anything for the good of the order?
Last week during the storm that came through, I had a very, very large tree that fell over on Douglas Drive into my neighbor's yard, and the street department was called, and within just a few minutes, they were out. I think I counted 10 or 12 guys working out there during that project, seemed like, and they had it cleaned up all the way and within just a very short period of time. And I really do appreciate Brian and all his work.
In the rain, too.
In the rain. And the mayor even stood out there getting wet.
I didn't help move any branches, though, like Todd does or anything.
Your picture was in the paper.
That's right. No, I would echo that. Very, very good. Very good job. I think the whole thing was cleaned up. It was probably less than an hour after they got there. So.
An hour and 4 minutes.
Oh. He's counting. He's counting. You had some other ones down too, but I presume you got them all cleaned up the next day. So, there weren't any on streets, I guess, right? Good. Thanks, Mike. Sierra, do you have anything?
I don't have anything, but I think Mr. Ziegler has something in the back.
What's that?
Are you wanting to say something?
I've already talked to Joe about it.
Okay.
Today, when I was here.
That's all. I don't have anything else.
Okay. All right.
I have nothing.
Okay. Jerry, do you?
Actually, I do. I was quiet the last 2 weeks. He wasn't here.
Okay.
Wednesday night, whenever I got out of church, got ready to leave, looked in the Godfrey house, there's somebody in there staying.
Really?
Yeah. Because they were staring right at me. I don't know, it's just a knack I have of looking at stuff, you know. But something needs to be done.
What is the status of that? We had a public hearing, and there was some problems with the title, wasn't there?
I think it was her.
Wasn't there a problem with the title?
Yeah, I can't remember the details either. It was purchased at a tax sale.
Right.
October's when they take over.
Yeah.
The new owner. But that was just one of them. And then, what else do I want to talk about? Oh, yeah. One of the neighbors that joins Tokon wants to know if we're paying for all the testing that's going on now. I said, I don't think so.
No.
I said, that's the insurance company, but I will ask.
Right.
So I'm asking,
yes.
And I already told him what the answer was.
So that is just testing? That's not starting the...
No, they're still doing testing.
They're just testing. And back to Mr. Ziegler.
Yes.
Across the road from his house, and you and I talked before the meeting, it was dug out by the city so the water could drain. It got filled back in.
Yeah, he already told me.
Oh. Well, everybody else don't know.
I know. But he's looking at me.
I was puzzled. But anyway, it's 150 feet. I don't know what it would cost, but that would alleviate if we put a catch basin in and take it to the next drain. That would alleviate the problem that he's having with that water coming off that hill. Because it's coming right over the road, and it's going right. And I've got pictures on my phone about the one in the back where the pipe is too small. I don't remember it getting done, but apparently we done it 3 years ago. But it's
like four years ago.
Okay. But anyway, it needs to be fixed so it'll drain.
And
I'm not an engineer, so I can't tell you that. But I know what just by looking at the pictures, something's not right.
I will have engineering look at that, either Ed or Midwestern or somebody take a look at that again.
Mr.
Gilbert,
if I might, may I say something?
Not now.
You had your chance.
Okay. We will get out and look at that again, Jerry. I'm not happy with what you told me the neighbor across the street did at all. Well, after we fixed it, and no, then he filled it back in. So.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not up at 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning when we get heavy rains to see what's going on. I do know the other day, though, when I proceeded to mow that Saturday, it was wet down in that valley, so that tells me that water's coming back. So, I mean, I don't want to have an argument with my neighbor. And I don't want to end up in jail because I've got a temper. So the only thing I know to do is like I was telling a few folks earlier today, you know, if we've got an ordinance that we can't burn trash in town, that they'll call the fire department out to put it out and maybe get a fine. If the city works so hard and diligently to try to fix something, and somebody comes in and fills it back up and you just carries it up, then
they'll
be fine.
Well, I didn't know that till you were in today that he did anything there. So
yeah, well, I just get tired of fighting, and I say I don't want no trouble. I can't talk to the guy because if I do, I know I'll get angry, and if I get angry, then you know that's not right. So the best thing to do is just bring it to You know, the city, that's their right of way, that ditch, they can do what they want. So it's not mine, and it's not, you know, I just, my neighbor would be here with me tonight, but he's complaining about it because it comes down between me and him, and it's eroding his soil as well as mine. But anyway, he's had bad foot problems, so.
we'll get back on that.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
David, are you have anything else?
Not with
David? No. Blake?
No.
Alan? No. Tim?
No, I love
you. Beth, you have anything else? Any department heads have anything to bring up to the good of the order tonight? I do appreciate, I know we talked about the street department. I know the electric department had some problems with the storms. And I do appreciate everybody working on, every time we have an emergency, everybody steps to the plate, seems like. So we are doing some work, just I guess an announcement, at Animal Control, and we've published that we're going to try to restrict the animals we take in over the next 3 weeks till we get that work done. Hopefully the weather cooperates and Chris and Kurt and whoever can get in there and do the work we need done.
We started the day getting everything taken down, so it's kind of ready to go. There's some stuff they got to jackhammer out first thing in the morning, and then they'll start putting footers in, gravel, and concrete.
Good.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what work are you doing?
Oh.
It was a project we budgeted for this year. You worked with that new roof over the outside kennels. So the long-term goal would be that we could enclose that whole end of the building eventually if we chose to. But so this year what we're doing is just, it's pavement out there that's old and nasty and pitted, and so we're going to pour concrete out there level so that, like I said, the walls can be closed in a later date, you know, if we wanted to. But in the meantime, we'll have a much cleaner, smoother surface to clean out there, because you get dogs that are sick out there and it just sinks into that pavement and it's hard to clean. And then when that's done, we have new kennels to put out there too. Those that are out there have been out there for Right, 20 years. I mean, they're just, and we've repaired and repaired, so there's no re-tearing anymore, so we got some new ones to put out, so it'll be really nice and more efficient. And we got the pool closed up without any, I haven't heard of any problems, I guess, without any problems.
And
after we get all the final utility bills in and everything, I'm sure the treasurer's office will be giving us a financial report on the season. So if there's nothing else, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Councilman Sidebottom, the second by Councilwoman Decker. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Board of Public Works in about 5 minutes.
I'm not going to say anything.
I did 3 minutes in between the meetings. Oh, 3 minutes. Oh, okay. Well, you got out by 7. My goal is to get out before 8. So.